It's Jason Rosam at London Bridge Station. It seems to be working quite well this morning, as it was at Stratford earlier, where I was, but the big test is tonight when those exit only on platforms 1 to 6 at London Bridge comes in because of those equestrian events in Greenwich Park between 6 o'clock tonight and 10. And I'm joined by Robin Gisby, who's the Managing Director of Network Operations at Network Rail. Big day for you then, Robin. How are you going to cope?
Well, it is the first big day because we've got all the events going on. We've got all the visitors to London. We've got normal London commuting, which Friday and over the weekend we didn't have. It's going pretty well so far. We've planned this quite thoroughly for some time. We've tested it a few times. It looks like the commuters are holding with us, which we're very, very grateful for. And it looks at the moment like people have listened to the messaging we sent out. And those going to Greenwich, we've asked them to go from Charing Cross, Cannon Street and Victoria. And at the moment it seems to be working, but it is only 7:30. It'll be another hour or two before through the morning. And then this evening we reverse that. A lot of people will be coming back from Greenwich. There's about 50,000 out there enjoying the equestrian event. So for Kent commuters, those using southeastern services, again, the messaging's the same. Please try and get on your train at Charing Cross, Cannon Street or Victoria, because coming through London Bridge will be difficult. It's never an easy station to manage. It is a bit of a rabbit warren downstairs, getting the tube and so on. We have got good queuing systems here. We've given you a big television. If you do get stuck a little bit, you can watch some of the events. And I hope everybody has a good day. I'm very grateful for what they're doing to help ease what is quite a transport challenge, but so far it's going all right.
You said you've done lots of planning. Have you looked at every eventuality? If something does go wrong tonight, will you be planned for it?
Well, the first thing is, because we've separated all the flows of people, that makes it easier to run. It also makes it easier to deal with something should it happen. If any one of the tube lines here, the Jubilee line or the Northern line, gets into difficulties, or as can easily happen, obviously, with the train service, whether it's Southern, Southeastern or First Capital Connect, because we've already segregated the flows of people, it then makes it easier to put in further plans. Should that happen, yeah, we've got a range of options, both here and other stations nearby. So we're on our best behaviour today, and hopefully this big challenge will go pretty well.
Robin, thank you very much.
Thank you.